98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
I am really glad the NBA draft is going down in 4 hours, because if you give me any more time, I might change my mind on DeAndre Ayton. For now, I'm really cool with an Arizona Wildcat teaming with a Kentucky Wildcat to become Shaq and Kobe 2.0. Ayton probably should have dominated more in college, but then again, you could probably say that about a lot of guys, including Michael Jordan. And the Suns could have once been turned off by the fact that Devin Booker didn't even start at Kentucky. Luckily, they knew better, or they guessed right. I also like the fact that Ayton will become a national hero in the Bahamas this evening. He's expected to become the first number one pick from the Caribbean nation since Michael Thompson in 1978. When the latter happened, they actually started hanging basketball hoops from coconut trees. This event will be even bigger, and Ayton thinks it will help the Bahamas transition from a track and field nation into a country that starts producing an assembly line of future NBA pros. And personally, I think this sense of history and nationalism will provide another level of commitment to Ayton's professional career, decreasing any chance at him busting out. But my mind has been tumbling. I'm moonwalking a bit from Luka Doncic, who one draft analytics service lists as a 12% chance to bust. And I'm starting to move my affinity to Marvin Bagley III, who is really starting to look like the generational talent in this draft. So let's get this thing going already before I change my mind, even if I know the Suns will never do the same.